Agriculture continues to serve as a vital business and resource across Northeast Louisiana. This evening, State Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Mike Strain delivers a keynote address in the Monroe Chamber of Commerce's annual banquet. He joins me by phone to share on that and what he expects in the industry for 2014. Commissioner Strain, pleasure to talk with you.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. And Mike, what is the focus of your remarks to the Monroe Chamber and area business members coming up this evening?
Well, what we're going to talk about is the strength and the continued growth in agriculture and agribusiness and the overall growth in all of the different resource-based industries here in Louisiana. We have unprecedented opportunity in the years to come. And if you look at where we've been and where we're at and the growing overseas markets for our products, and if you've looked, you've seen a tremendous investment in Louisiana agriculture and also in all the related industries. And when we talk about agriculture, it's agriculture, aquaculture, forestry, and all the related industries, and also the tremendous investment in infrastructure. If you look at our ports, if you look at the processing plants and all the opportunities we've had, we've never had these opportunities before. And, you know, with the chamber and all the business people and the universities, we need to talk about the path ahead to maximize these opportunities.
Mike, if we could take just a step back, I know some farmers in parishes across Northeast Louisiana experienced drought last year. What was the outcome for those affected?
Well, with the drought, a number of those parishes have been declared as part of the drought assistance program. There's a program, it's an automated program, but it allows for low interest loans and other types of help. But what the kicker of that is, to participate in any of these federal programs, you must sign up with your farm services agency during a qualifying period. So you have to be part of the FSA network. You have to be, you know, you sign up for what's called the NAP, which is the Minimum Disaster Assurance Program, to be able to participate. What is critical is, as you know, the Farm Bill now is waiting to move forward. We do expect there will be some activity probably towards the end of the month. We are hopeful that the final differences between the House and the Senate will be mediated and that we will have it on the president's desk prior to the first week of February. That's what our hope and our goal is. I'll be traveling to Washington in a couple of weeks, and we're going to try to expedite that process. The Farm Bill is critical because such things as the Disaster Assistance Program, our conservation programs, and I was talking to the Association of Conservation Districts today, our foreign market program, our research programs, all of the guidelines and the parameters for the largest industry in America and in Louisiana are in that Farm Bill, and we need to move it forward. We need to pass that Farm Bill, and anything less is unacceptable.
Well, Commissioner Strain, reports coming out just today talking about a catfish inspection program as a point of contention in the debate over that Farm Bill. It centers around a $20 million program with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, critics say it duplicates a cheaper FDA program and it's being used as a trade barrier against Asian imports. As Louisiana is very active as a catfish producer, what is your response to questions about that program?
Our response is there needs to be a level playing field. It is our ultimate responsibility as government officials to make sure and to assure that the foods consumed here in the United States and the foods that we send anywhere in the world are safe and wholesome. There has to be a level playing field. When you look at Louisiana catfish, United States catfish, you know, U.S.-grown catfish, they are grown under specific conditions. They are monitored. They are tested. And I think that if when you get food from the store, whether it's beef, pork, chicken, poultry, any type of poultry, fish, you expect that it's safe and wholesome. All we want and all we demand is a level playing field. Right now, less than 1 pound in a billion pounds of imported seafood is tested. We need to make sure that it is safe. That's all. A level playing field for catfish. A level playing field for all types of food products, irregardless of what they are.
Well, Commissioner Strain, you mentioned looking forward and moving forward with all the resources we have in Northeast Louisiana. What are some of the sectors that you're particularly hopeful for in 2014?
Well, what you're going to see, I think you're going to see a growth in cotton. You know, news coming out today that China is redoing, quote, their farm bill, for instance, and where they're not going to be stockpiling cotton, but they're actually going to be having direct payments to their cotton farmers. The change in what's going on in China is actually going to lower the number of acres by about 7% in China. You've already seen a spike in the price of cotton here in the U.S., and we're already moving, you know, at that 85, 86, 87 cents moving forward. So I think you're going to see a better price for cotton. I think you're going to see the price of corn level out. You're going to see overall in the United States about 3.5 to 4% less corn. You're probably going to see about 5% more soybeans. And I think you're going to see a lot more intensive agriculture looking at that, because you're going to see a lot more corn overall. You're going to see specifically more beans. And I think you're going to see more winter wheat coming on, as the rest of the United States has had a very hard freeze, and that's going to bring up the value of wheat. So I think you can see more wheat, you're going to see more beans. You know, corn is going to be fairly stable. I think we're going to start seeing more cotton. But overall, you're going to see strong commodity prices. You've looked at the price of beef. It is very solid. We expect increased consumption of poultry, about 3% overall worldwide. So we're looking at a very good future for Louisiana. I think we're going to have the remaining winter, I hope, is going to be mild. I think we're hopefully through the hardest part. And I think it's going to be a time for, again, a greater increase in equity of the farms, better cash flow, and just good times for agriculture in general.
Looking forward to more comments coming up this evening. Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture, Dr. Mike Strain, speaking at the Monroe Chamber of Commerce banquet coming up tonight. Dr. Strain, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.